with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, July 15th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday, sub-state finals were taking place in Class 1A and 2A baseball, and three area teams were looking to get to Merchants Park in Carroll. Let's get to the rundown, starting with Class 1A, sub-state 1, where for the 11th year in a row, the Remsen St. Mary's baseball team is heading to the state tournament, and they do so with a 3-2 win over Logan Magnolia in Sioux City last night. The Hawks were able to get an impressive performance from Dalton Klein, who finished the night 1-for-2 with a double and an RBI at the plate. He also pitched all seven innings, allowing 4 hits, 2 runs, and striking out 8 batters. Ty Chappelt and Blade Nelson each had RBIs as well. Funny enough, the 3 runs for the Hawks all came on sacrifice flies. So Klein, Chappelt, and Nelson each get their RBIs on sacrifice flies as well. Well, if you talk to head coach Dean Harpenaugh and a lot of folks around the sport of baseball, it really wasn't a guarantee that this was going to be a state tournament year, especially when looking at things early on in the season. The Hawks, of course, graduated 8 starters off of last year's team that was the number one seed heading into the state tournament. But Remsen St. Mary's head coach Dean Harpenaugh says this group was hungry to prove to everyone that they belonged on the diamond and belonged in a Remsen St. Mary's uniform.
I think that they wanted to prove themselves that they're worthy, you know, because only one starter back, the other ones really hadn't proven themselves. But what they had to understand was that everybody has a role to play. And no matter how big or small your role is, if everybody accepts what it needs to be done and worries about the group and not about the self, you know, things will turn out the way they want to turn out. And, you know, obviously tonight, that's kind of what we talked about at the end.
Logan Magnolia had actually gotten the first lead, scoring a run in the top of the first inning, but the Hawks responded right away with Dalton Klein's sac fly in the bottom of the first, and Coach Harpenaugh says it was very important for this year's team to get that run right away in the bottom of the first after Loma's score early.
It was huge to tie it up 1-1, and, you know, Dalton, you know, he threw that one away at first base. He tripped, kind of stumbled and threw it. I mean, he usually doesn't throw the ball away, and that put their guy in scoring position, and a bloop single scores him, and down 1-0, and then he settled in and was really dominant. Like I said, 71 pitches in 7 innings, and he had 8 strikeouts.
Yeah, only 10 pitches an inning. Boy, Logan Magnolia didn't really know what hit them. The Hawks now sport the second longest consecutive state tournament qualification streak in the history of Iowa high school baseball. And Coach Harpenaugh says going to state 11 years in a row is just an incredible accomplishment.
The special thing about this group is 8 new starters. And the thing about this is, you know, 11 times in a row, you know, because you can always have a hiccup. Some great teams never make it. And that says a lot of credit to the mental toughness of our kids and the tradition of our kids. And they just don't quit. And I'm really proud of this group just because no one put us here. And they believed in themselves, and I'm happy for them.
Remsen St. Mary's advances on to the state tournament with a 21-6 record. They are set to play their first round game in Carroll on Monday, July 20th, with a 4:30 first pitch as the number 4 seed in Class 1A. And the Hawks will battle a team they have competed in a couple of state tournaments with. That'd be North Lynn. The Lynx are the number 5 seed. Again, that is a 4:30 first pitch on Monday on the field at Merchants Park in Carroll. That is the third Class 1A quarterfinal that'll play on Monday. And another sub-state final in Class 1A and sub-state 2. The Galen Catholic baseball team saw their season end in the sub-state final for the second year in a row as they fell to 5th-ranked Newman Catholic by a score of 4-2 in Algona last night. The Jays were able to score first thanks to a Braden Horkey base hit. He went 1-for-3 with an RBI. Dane Lehman had a sacrifice fly in the third inning to drive in a run as well. But the Jays ultimately could not hold on to that lead throughout the remainder of the game. Galen Catholic head coach TJ Britton, after the game, still said he was very proud of the way his team competed.
We battled, came up just a little short, hit or two here. You know, maybe it would have changed a few things. Thought early in the game we were real good. Thought Colby was real good early too. Thought he was pretty good late even. Just a couple pitches here and there and changed the game, you know. Thought we battled the plate. Thought we had nice at-bats, ran the bases well. Thought everyone up and down the lineup kind of contributed. It was really nice to see. You know, I just wish we could have kept it rolling in the, you know, after the fourth inning or whatever it was.
And Coach Britton says scoring first in that second inning was crucial for getting an early advantage in the mental side of the game.
We stole the momentum. We really did. We had it. The dugout was up. Coach was real confident. Kids were confident. You know, we felt we were maybe a hit or two away from not necessarily breaking it open, but changing the game quite a bit. You know, I think we get up 3, 4, 5 runs even. I think it is a different ball game. I know most coaches would say that too, but I think that we thrive when we're up a few runs.
Galen Catholic ends the season with a record of 24-8, and they graduate 5 seniors that contributed something different. Each of them had their own separate role on the team, and Coach Britton says that they will all be dearly missed.
I love this class. They're good kids. They've all grown up as young men. I remember them. I came on as a coach when they were in eighth grade, you know. They've all definitely grown up. They're not only good baseball players, but they're really good young men. They're going to do nice things in the world, whatever they all decide to do. It was just exciting to see all 5 of them really contribute to this team.
Again, Galen ends their season with a record of 24-8. Newman Catholic advances to another state record, 27th state tournament appearance. They'll play at 11 o'clock on Monday as the number 3 seed against Ankeny Christian. To Class 2A in a sub-state final in sub-state 1, where the Hinton baseball team, boy, they came one run short of knocking off a good West Lions squad. The Wildcats with 1 loss, number 4 in the state. They beat the Blackhawks last night in Sheldon by a score 4-3. What a battle from the Blackhawks, though. Logan Kempema went 1-for-3 with an RBI in the loss. Dawson Spies went 1-for-2 with an RBI. Carver DeGroat had a multi-hit night. He went 2-for-3 with a run scored. Max Costello gave the Blackhawks some good relief innings, going an inning and a third, allowing no hits, no runs, and striking out a batter. An impressive showing for Hinton. Boy, they gave that West Lion team all they could ask for. Actually had the tying run on the base paths before ultimately seeing the game end via a double play, and Hinton ends their season with a record of 20-5. West Lyon will face off with a familiar opponent. We'll tell you that here in just a moment as we give you some other sub-state final scores from yesterday. In Class 2A sub-state 7, Ridgeview. What a win for the Raptors. They're going to state for the first time as Ridgeview with a 7-3 win over Grundy Center. First time any of those communities have gone to state since Shaler Cressland went to state in 1999. And in Class 2A Substate 8, 7th-ranked Unity Christian defeated 8th-ranked Underwood by a final of 4-0, and the Knights are back to the state tournament. And so in Class 2A, West Lyon will battle Unity Christian in a Siouxland Conference rematch at 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning. Ridgeview gets the late game on Tuesday evening. They'll take on the defending 2A state champion Pleasantville at 7 o'clock. Those quarterfinal matchups in Class 1A and 2A, they're available on the Iowa High School Athletic Association website at iahsaa.org. There was also one softball regional final that we had our pulse on in Class 4A Region 3. 11th-ranked Bishop Heelan saw their season come to an end in very disappointing fashion to 3rd-ranked Fort Dodge as the Dodgers, well, they're going to stay in town to play some softball next week as they defeated the Crusaders 13-0 in 4 innings. All of those scores from Substate Final Baseball and Region Final Softball yesterday, they're on our website at KLAM1410.com. Well, let's go now to the sports schedule for today. We have our last set of tickets punching to state tournaments in Class 3A and 4A baseball. Starting in Class 3A Substate 1, Sergeant Bluff Luton heads to Orange City to take on MOC Floyd Valley in what should be a great matchup. And then in Class 4A Substate 1, it's Lewis Central at Sioux City East. A couple of MRAC teams are trying to represent the conference in Cedar Rapids next week at the state baseball tournament. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.